It's currently 0 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Miller Reynolds. A collision on Highway 7 is currently under investigation. Early this morning, Calidar officers of the OPP responded to a serious motor vehicle collision approximately a kilometer and a half east of Calidar. A passenger bus followed by a tractor-trailer were traveling westbound on Highway 7. The tractor-trailer pulled out to pass and struck an eastbound tractor-trailer. The bus was struck by one of the tractor-trailers. The driver of the bus, one of his passengers, and one of the drivers of the tractor-trailers were taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Highway 7 is closed between Highways 41 and 38. Quinte West OPP officers conducted several ride programs throughout the Quinte West area yesterday. Officers checked a total of 246 motorists. No offenses involving alcohol were laid, but there were 9 traffic-related offenses. One driver was found to be driving under suspension and driving with no insurance. Toronto police have entered a park to begin removing tents and other structures used by the Occupy protest. Officers entered St. James Park just after 5:30 a.m. to begin an operation to clear out the rest of the protest that began last month. Police were not expected to make any arrests unless attempts to remove the tents and other structures were met with resistance. As of 5 a.m., people were allowed to be in St. James Park under a city bylaw, but structures are not allowed on the grounds at any time. An Associated Press survey indicates that the U.S. Occupy protests have rung up a pretty hefty tab. Shirley Smith reports that aside from policing, cleaning, and repairing property at dozens of 24-hour encampments, cities also have had to monitor frequent rallies and protests.
The spending comes as the cash-strapped police departments have cut overtime budgets, travel, and training to respond to the recession. But city officials say they have no choice but to bring in extra officers or hold officers past their shifts to handle the gatherings and marches in a way that protects free speech rights and public safety.
The Occupy movement has cost local American taxpayers at least $13 million since the protest began. There were guilty pleas today from 6 people accused of orchestrating last year's G20 riots in Toronto. All 6 pleaded guilty to counseling mischief. 2 of them also pleaded guilty to counseling to obstruct police. They had faced more serious charges. Another 11 people accused of being ringleaders in the June 2010 riots have had their charges dropped. Observers say a court battle over the future of Canada's polygamy law will have far-reaching implications. The BC Supreme Court was asked to examine the constitutionality of the law after the failed prosecution of 2 leaders from a religious commune of Bountiful, BC. Ron Skalrud, a Vancouver-based constitutional lawyer, says a decision striking down the law could eventually pave the way for polygamists to claim they have a right to officially marry. Skalrud says that could open up other possibilities as well.
If you go down that road, then again, things like immigration law, family law, pension law, medical benefits, a whole bunch of areas are suddenly wide open for reevaluation based on what's the definition of a spouse and what's the definition of a family.
Regardless of what today's court decision says, observers predict the case is headed for an appeal to the Supreme Court of Canada. The mandatory long-form census may be gone, but groups are in federal court today to make sure parts of it aren't forgotten. The Canadian Council on Social Development wants the short-form census to include questions about ethnicity, the cultural heritage, Aboriginal status, and disability. Those questions do not appear on the shorter census form, and the Council is arguing that exclusion means the government does not have the information it needs to serve all Canadians. The Conservative government scrapped the mandatory long-form census, claiming it was an unjustifiable imposition on privacy. A new report out of Pennsylvania alleging Jerry Sandusky is accused of even more counts of abuse. Reporter Jim Avila has details from Penn State.
Sandusky is now under investigation in 2 new, very recent cases by Pennsylvania's Children and Youth Services, filed within the last 60 days. These 2 new cases are shocking because these children, unlike the original 8, are still minors. And if true, the crimes were reported while Sandusky was being investigated by the grand jury. A slower process rarely used in alleged pedophile cases, but one ordered by Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett, who was then Attorney General. He says if he would have arrested Sandusky immediately, as critics claim he should, it would have blown the case.
Penn State has hired former FBI Director Louis Freeh to lead an internal investigation of the Sandusky case. Tory leader Tim Hudak says the Liberal throne speech has failed to address Ontario's jobs and debt crisis. Hudak says yesterday's throne speech didn't have any new solutions to either of those problems. Meantime, NDP leader Andrea Horwath says Ontarians are tired of politicians playing partisan games and is vowing to work with the Liberals. Premier Dalton McGuinty says there is a lot of common ground on which the governing Liberals and opposition parties can work. Egyptian police are clashing with anti-government protesters for a fifth day in Cairo, as a rights group raises the overall death toll from the current unrest to 38. Reporter Tom Rivers has more.
The chants from the protesters to the military, leave. Many of the demonstrators are experiencing breathing difficulties given the type of tear gas rounds being employed by the security forces. In Cairo's main square, tens of thousands have rejected a promise by Egypt's top military man to speed up a presidential election. The protesters want him and his entourage to go now.
That's 91X News to 1205. Steph Crozier has sports next.
Are you tired of one-minute showers?
Is your well keeping you a prisoner?
Don't let your well worry you anymore. Contact Larry at morewater.ca. More Water can repair your drilled well for far less than drilling a new one.
Visit morewater.ca or call Larry at 613-378-6755. That's 613-378-6755.
Good afternoon, I'm Steph Crozier with 91X Sports. Brampton and Mississauga started playing at 11 this morning, and currently the majors are winning 1-0. And tonight, Saginaw plays Plymouth for a 7:05. In Junior A, Burlington is in Georgetown at 7:30. And in Empire B, there are no games on the schedule, but tomorrow Campbellford will play in Picton, and they face off at 7:30. It's a very busy night in the NHL with 13 games on the schedule. Games at 7 include the Bruins playing the Sabres, Columbus at New Jersey, Philadelphia against the New York Islanders, St. Louis in Pittsburgh, Winnipeg is visiting Washington, Montreal travels to Carolina, Calgary is in Detroit, and the New York Rangers fly south to Florida for 7:30. Then at 8 o'clock onwards, there's a game starting every 30 minutes. Nashville is at Minnesota at 8, Los Angeles is in Dallas at 8:30, Anaheim is at Phoenix at 9, Vancouver is in Colorado at 9:30, and then Chicago is in San Jose for 10:30. They are ready to enter the Lions Den. That's a message from the Winnipeg Blue Bombers when they touched down in Vancouver last night ahead of the Sunday's Grey Cup game against BC. It's finally started to sink in. We have one game left, and it's the biggest game of the year, Bombers quarterback Buck Pierce said. A lot of our team has never been in these situations before, so it's important that we stay on pace and treat it like a week of prep. We have to be focused as we've ever been. Winnipeg has found success in Vancouver last year, emerging victorious in their only previous trip by a score of 30-17 on August 13th. There are no NFL games tonight, but tomorrow Green Bay plays Detroit at 12:30, Miami is in Dallas at 4:15, and San Francisco is at Baltimore at 8:20. The Texas Rangers introduced Joe Nathan as their new closer yesterday. Nathan explains why he signed with Texas.
Getting to the postseason, getting to the World Series is definitely huge, and knowing what type of club this is and the success they've had played a huge factor.
Nathan signed a two-year deal with the Rangers worth $14.5 million. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 901x.fm. That's sports. Here's Miller Reynolds with 901x Weather.
We'll have cloudy periods throughout the afternoon today with a high of 4 degrees. Dropping to -1 in the evening. Tomorrow morning we'll see more cloudy periods with a high of 8 degrees in the afternoon. At 12:08, it's currently 0 degrees, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Miller Reynolds with Steph Crozier. News is next at 1.